الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق الإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالبيان وبعد. As we said that today we will be speaking about the كلمة التفسير, the word of تفسير, linguistically what it means and the technical meaning of تفسير. And then inshallah we will speak about the sources of the Quranic exegesis and interpretation of the Quran. And next week inshallah we will begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. So kalimatul tafsir, the word of tafsir, lughatan, linguistically what does tafsir mean? Tafsir means to explain, to interpret and to comment on something. That is the literal meaning of tafsir, to explain, to interpret, to comment on something. And the technical meaning of tafsir is ilmun, it refers to a science, a knowledge in which the meanings of the Quran al-Kareem are explained. A science in which the meanings of the Quran al-Kareem are explained and the injunctions and the wisdoms of the Quran are described clearly. I shall repeat that. A science in which the meanings of the Quran are explained, the injunctions and the wisdoms are described clearly. This is the technical meaning of tafsir. Then comes the sources of the Quranic exegesis or interpretation, and there are six. In other words, when a mufassir wants to make tafsir of the Quran, he has to resort to these six sources of tafsir for making tafsir. He has to use these six sources for making tafsir. And the first source is Al-Quran, the Quran al-Kareem itself. As it is said, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. That a part in Quran sometimes makes tafsir of other parts in Quran. Sometimes there's a certain point in the Quran which is very brief or unclear, and then this certain point, this point gets clarified by some other verse in the Quran al-Kareem. For example, in Surah Al-Fatiha, which we will do soon, inshallah, there is a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that guide us to the straight path. Then Allah says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those people whom you have blessed. The path of those people whom you have blessed. Who are these people? This is not mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. But there is another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions these people. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ, it is those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin, the martyrs, the righteous ones. So when Allah says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those people whom you blessed, it refers to their path. So the first source is Al-Quran. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. When the mufassirin would make tafsir of the Quran, they would see if the tafsir is given in the Quran. The moment they find a tafsir from Quran, then that would be, of course, the first choice. But of course, if it is not found in Quran, then they would move on to the hadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the second source of tafsir, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, there can be no greater mufassir than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that we reveal to you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Quran, so that you may explain to the people that which was revealed to them. If we do not find anything in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot find any tafsir given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the third source is the tafsir of Sahaba. Did Sahaba comment on this verse? Did they explain this verse? If we find it, we accept it. But if nothing is mentioned from the Sahaba, then the fourth source of tafsir is the tafsir of the Tabi'in. Tafsir of the Tabi'in. We look at the senior Tabi'in. Did they comment on the verse? If they did not comment on the verse of Quran, then we look into the fifth source of this Quranic, what you would say, the interpretation of tafsir of Quran, and that is al-lughatul arabiyya, the Arabic language. The Arabic language is indeed a source of tafsir as well. Provided that the mufassir is proficient in the language, he is well versed in the language, he knows the qawaid, the rules and the laws of the Arabic language, and he knows all the ulum that are related to the Arabic language, balagha, adab, al-shi'r al-arabi, and the list goes on. If the mufassir wants to use al-lughatul arabiyya to make tafsir, then his tafsir will be accepted if it is not if there is no tafsir for that verse given in Quran, nor in the Sunnah, nor any tafsir is found in the tafsir of Sahaba, nor is there any tafsir found in the tafsir of the Tabi'in, then he may use or resort to his knowledge, his ilm in al-lughatul arabiyya, and give tafsir accordingly. The sixth or the last source of tafsir is tadabbur and qiyas, that is deliberation and deduction. We must remember that the knowledge of the Quran, it is ilm, it is a bahar, it is an ocean of knowledge which has no shores. There are so many mysteries and, or you would say mysteries and subtleties that are found in the Quran al-Kareem that no ordinary person can come and discover this. So there are certain people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with sharp minds, with sound intellects, to probe into verses and then discover these meanings, discover these mysteries and subtleties, and then teach it to the ummah. But these were the great mufassirin. This is no ordinary person's job and task. So if this mufassir has to look into a verse, and after pondering over this verse, if he has to come with a certain meaning or just to deduce something from this verse, this will be accepted if it is not in contradiction to any of the above mentioned sources. In other words, if it is in contradiction to any of the above mentioned sources, then let him know that his tafsir is then rejected. From here, you and I can see, you take notice of something, that the last two sources of the Quranic exegesis, what are they? Al-Lughatul Arabiyya and Qiyas. In other words, Al-Lughatul Arabiyya, the Arabic language, if a person is well versed with the Arabic language, being a master in the Arabic language is not sufficient for making tafsir of the Quran. Yes, it can help you, it can aid you towards understanding the Quran, but it's not sufficient for making tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem. If a person wants to make tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem, then he has to look at these sources first. Quran, Sunnah, tafsir of Sahaba, then tafsir of Tabi'in. This is a misconception held by many people, that the fact that I'm very good in the Arabic language, it means that I can now open the Quran and look into any verse of the Quran and then deduce some meaning and then make my own tafsir. Remember, your tafsir and my tafsir will never be accepted if our tafsir overrides the tafsir that is given to us by Allah Himself, by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the Sahaba and by the Tabi'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all to min tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.